I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dude, Taylor Swift's going to the Super Bowl.
I know, dude. Fucking bitch.
Aren't you excited?
No. Dude, fuck football. Girls are gross. Travis Kelce.
Taylor Swift
gay.
Made football popular. I don't know what you're talking about.
T-Swift made football gay.
I've never heard of football until Taylor Swift brought me on board, so...
Yeah, dude. So basically the thing is they're both gay and let me catch you up, bro. So they're both gay now.
Taylor Swift is gay and Travis Kelce is gay, and which makes football gay, and every football player is gay and the coaches are gay.
And they football... cheat on each other since they're gay, so that's not Christian. And so, which is pretty gay.
So daddy above won't let me watch football, so
Christ doesn't want you to watch football anymore since her music sucks and Kanye forever. And, yeah.
So let's go 49ers.
Ew. It's the gayest thing you've said today. Ew.
I mean, I'm not rooting for the Chiefs.
I will. Those fucking douchebags.
No.
I got a buddy that lives in Kansas City, so go Chiefs.
If Taylor Swift wasn't there, I wouldn't. I probably would. But now Taylor Swift is there and making everything gay. I can't.
That's a good point.
I actually kind of want Kansas City to lose, because then I feel like Taylor Swift will then break up with Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And then a new song will be written about Travis Kelce being garbage.
A new song? No, dude, like three albums.
Well,
she wrote an album about like Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah, and they dated for a week.
That's true.
Which is awesome. That's fucking, that's cool, dude.
Speaking of Jake Gyllenhaal, did you see, like, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I saw a thing saying that he was having some issues on this like indie movie set, and it said that whenever they're about to start filming, he just jumps into the sea and starts swimming a little bit. And yeah, there's a quote, and it says, "If I see the sea, I must swim in the sea." I was like, this is not real. This cannot be real. But oh my God. But yeah, let's go 49ers.
Fuck him.
Let's go for the Niners.
Anyone who makes more than 70K a year can go fuck themselves. That's the official stance of the podcast from now on.
We'll have to interview you if you're at 6,999.
Yeah.
But more than likely, I think you'll be
fuck you, 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 the whole time.
Dude, my head has been killing me all fucking day.
Me too. About to fall asleep.
I took 3 Motrin this morning.
Nice. Oh, the
drug.
For your period?
Yeah. And
for your fucking period? You on your fucking period?
My fucking period? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cranberry juice. You on your fucking period?
I took three this morning.
Yes, sir, I am.
I took 3 this morning at like 9, and it's been killing me. It's not been helping the phone calls.
Take a bottle.
I just bought a bottle. I don't want to go back out and buy another one.
Take the full bottle.
I guess.
All right, dude. What did the Indians do? Okay, they're on the phone all day. What do they do?
Actually, I had a bunch of white people.
No, I'm talking about your fellow employees.
Oh.
What do they do?
Again, they're a bunch of white people.
For inspiration. No. No, I mean a good company that only hires Indians. A sweatshop of phone
You mean
calls.
Our company?
Yes.
I mean, no.
What do you mean, no?
We don't have a company based out of India.
Okay. Jesus Christ, Joe. What? Think of the Indian telemarketers. Look to them for inspiration. Think of them. They don't have plumbing. They're putting in the hours. 24-hour days, brother.
I did actually have one caller today that sounded like Chris from FedEx.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of like paused for a second. I was like, this ain't him.
You should have asked. Chris?
Well, then he kind of kept talking, and I was like, no, that's not him. But he was like, this is Paul? And I was like, no, you're not.
No.
You're Chris.
You should have said that. You're like, no. Quit messing with me.
Nah, Chris, I know this is you, dude.
Quit messing, bro.
Quit joshing me, dude.
You should do that. With all the customers that sound similar. Dude.
Didn't I just have you earlier?
Yeah, you're fucking with me.
Quit Josh.
Joe! This is Chinese woman Joe. Stop ching-chong on me, bro.
I know that's you, dude. Quit with the accent. I know what you're doing. You're not fooling me.
Me and not Nori, what you talk around
about? Nah, quit the act, dude. I know it's you. I'm going to disconnect the call. I can't be doing this.
Your excuses are like a rotter.
Oh.
Ooh, oh. Oh, dude. I have very exciting news.
Uh-huh.
I bought a bidet.
Nice. When is it coming?
Where's my... Give me applause.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Say it one more time. What was the big news?
I bought a bidet. Thank you. Yes, thank you. A tankaroo. Yes. Yes, the N-word. Thank you.
Oh, my bad.
The words of congratulation, the N-word, yelled at me.
My bad.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's awesome. No, it's already showed up. I've had it.
Oh, nice.
I guess I had it last week. I just forgot about it.
You didn't?
Dude, it's awesome. I would recommend. You didn't
tell me last week? I'm out of here.
I know. I'm sorry. Joe, no. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, bro.
We're done.
We're through. You did last show ever. That you have we're a clean done. Asshole. We're through.
Dude, I always have mud butt. And you're just now telling me that you got a bidet? And you've had it for so long?
I would have come over, bro.
Jesus.
I would have used it. You gave me a week of stanky ass.
I'm in the need for a deep cleaning.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome. Highly recommend. Hoshi, sponsor us, because genuine positive reviews right here.
Nothing no, better awesome, than just dude, having water take... spray up your booty hole.
No. Seriously. Not even a joke. Because I've told people and they'll be like, oh, that's fucking gay. I'm like, yeah. Dude, no.
I've never used one. I've always heard great things about them.
They're fucking awesome, dude. Because I take monster shits.
Yeah.
I've got a hairy asshole. Okay, so it's a godsend. It really is. Instead of walking around with like dingleberries and shit in your ass, you know? But I'll tell people and be like, oh, dude, that's fucking gay. That's gay to have water. I'm like, well, it doesn't like shoot up your asshole. So it just, I told somebody, I was like, it kisses it. I literally told somebody, I told like, oh no shit, it was Ronnie. I was telling Ronnie about it. I was like, he was like, I don't know about that, buddy. And I'm like, you think it's gay, huh? And he's like, no, you know, I've been to jail, so nothing's gay. No, dude, it doesn't shoot up your asshole. It just kisses it with water.
Yeah, never actually used one.
Come on over, buddy.
Yeah, I'll take a road trip that. Up. I'll take a weekend trip and just spend like 2 out of the 3 days just in the bathroom.
No, you come specifically for it.
Yeah, sometimes. And then like the last day, it's kind of just me standing out awkwardly outside trying to say goodbye.
We're like yelling out the window, Joe. You want to go to lunch? No, I'm good. I'm waiting for my mom.
Didn't you drive here yourself? Yeah, well.
She's going to drive me back.
I was sitting on the toilet for too long. My legs are asleep.
I don't think I'll make it.
I can't walk any further than I am right now. And I did not shit my pants.
I want to be clear.
Let me be clear. I did not. And you go to the bathroom, and the toilet was just never used. I just sat on it.
You came in blue jeans, and they're brown now.
Yeah, dude, bidet's great. It's awesome.
All right, good seeing you, bro. I'll see you probably never again. I'll talk to you on the pod.
Aren't there like settings on it? Like, or is it kind of just more like just a button?
No, it's like, well, I got the basic bitch one, mm-hmm. which Rigoretti Spaghetti. I should have got like, because they have another one. It's called the Spa. And you can adjust the temperature.
Wow.
Definitely should have got that one. Massage
your cheeks while you're on the toilet.
Pretty much. It does all that shit. Because now I always shit in the morning. And now I just wake up. And I take a shit. And I'm kind of half asleep. And I flip the nozzle. And there is settings. But I don't think about it. And I just turn it. And it's just cold water shoots up into me. Which kind of sucks, but clean butthole.
Dude, that's gay.
But yeah, you can You can either have it, like, you know, kiss your butthole, or enema setting.
Oh, God.
Just.
Tsunami blast up your ass cheeks.
Tsunami blast up your ass cheeks. I like that. That's the name of the episode, brother. That's a good one.
You just outside of the bathroom, you just hear a oh God. You all right in there? Yeah, just accidentally had it set to the tsunami blast.
I came a little bit. I scared all Japanese people within a 10-mile radius.
Oh, I'm moving next week.
Oh, hell yeah, where are you going?
South Carolina.
Why do you just keep switching Carolinas, bro?
Yeah, because North Carolina sucks.
Not true.
But, yeah.
Are you on Myrtle Beach?
No, it's,
all right, and there's no other good part.
It's right next to Lake Wylie.
I don't know.
I've
only ever been to Myrtle Beach.
I'm literally moving like half an hour away, if that. But it's on the border of North Carolina, South Carolina. Still be in Charlotte, technically. Or I guess not technically, nice. But Charlotte will be a half an hour away.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to have AT&T fiber.
Nice.
And yeah.
Your own place?
No. Well.
No.
So, still with my parents for right now, but there's a detached garage. And that detached garage acts like a mini house.
Hell yeah, so I'll dude. Be in you're there. The Fonz.
Yeah.
You're Fonzie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just crushing puss in your garage.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Send me videos.
You'll have to pay for it.
I don't get free OnlyFans subscriptions.
You'll
That's
probably
not get... part of the Patreon.
You'll get the first one free, and then after that, you might have to...
First one's free, where I don't show anything. It's just my noises.
Yeah. It's just a picture of me just standing
it's
there.
It's a picture of you getting blown.
No, it's just a picture...
To my only...
It's just a picture of me just standing there, awkwardly. And then the rest you got to pay for.
Hi, I'm Joe. I like Elden Ring and podcasting with my boys.
top 1% OnlyFans right here. I 100%ed Elden Ring within like the first few weeks of the game coming out, and so yeah, I'm getting puss, dude.
Getting puss, bro. And then it's gonna be that video. You're like, oh, it's probably going to be like, you know, Twitch streams or whatever. And it's just like you fucking a man in the ass and him fucking a chicken. It's like some hardcore shit. It's the very next post. Like, Jesus Christ. I did not subscribe to see this. I wanted to see Elden Ring playthroughs.
That will be on my Twitch.
No, different page, sir. You're still answering customer service for your page. No, sir. That's on the Twitch.
No.
You're
a lot of people get this mixed up. It's on Twitch. Twitch.tv.
You're currently subscribed to Joe XXX After Dark.
If you click this link, it will send you over to my Twitch stream. clicks on the link and it's another OnlyFans account.
Oh my god. I do not want to see a man jerk off to a picture of his grandmother, okay? This is not what I came on OnlyFans for. I wanted to see Let's Play videos. That's the next step for the show.
What, OnlyFans?
It's fetish. Hardcore shit, brother. All right, for 100K, we will upload a video of us pissing on each other, okay? We'll Would you hire... do that for 50K, Joe? I'd probably do that for 50K.
I don't know. Probably.
Really?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's just, it doesn't have to, we don't have to drink it, but just piss on a bro's chest.
If you keep talking about it, I'm not going to do it.
Why? I'm not talking you into it. I was just asking. I was like, what if we had 50K each, but we had to piss on each other? What'd you do? I'd totally do it. I'd be like, all right, Froggy, I'll do enough drugs. I'll have to spend the 50K on drugs and just forget about it.
I was going to say, I'll spend the 50K on just alcohol and just get drunk.
Yeah, and just try to forget.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. Jesus. Everyone's seen it, man.
Or I'll spend the $50,000 and I'll hire an actor to take my spot.
No.
And then I'll hire an actor to take your spot.
Oh, okay. And you just fucked a random guy. No, it's a chick. It's like Joe was a chick this whole time.
Yeah.
All right, I'd be down for that. Okay, now we're going to make a porno, a Joe Shit porno. And we're going to hire...
It's going to be on our Patreon.
We're going to get Abella Danger, and she's going to play me, and Joe's going to fuck her.
All right. I'll just... Really,
I have no argument. Absolutely not. It's... No, of course, I'll do it for the fans. Yeah.
Only fans.
only for the fans, brother.
I bet that was the pitch meeting for creating that site right there. What if there was a site that was only for the fans? Only fans?
It's Mad Men. Why do you jerk off?
Yeah, they're all sitting there.
Smoking. Yeah, they're all
smoking,
wearing suits. Let me ask you, why do you jerk off? Well, it's feels good. It's what we did during the war. What you did during the war. Thank you. I'm proposing OnlyFans.
We upload videos or pictures, you know, and it's only for the fans.
Imagine, if you will, a subscription-based social media site where all the whores could post all the nudity they wanted to. Damn it, Don, you've done it again.
OnlyFans.
Only fans. For only the fans.
And it's run by...
Come with me.
And it's run by the content creator. They set the prices.
The creators of content. The content creators, if you will.
They work on their own schedule. They post whatever they want. It's their page.
And we take 12%.
And they don't know about it.
They don't even know. and we can see everything. We get all of it for free. Kanye comes out. It's like Jews control masturbation. They rule.
God
ruled the masturbation ring.
God damn it! The man of wisdom, right there.
God damn it, Don! You've done. Do you think there's any like racists who are like Kanye is making a lot of sense, man? You know, I hated blacks, but now I'm seeing Kanye, and he's like, well, he hates Jews too, and gay people and abortion. So I'm like, No, listen to Donda, man. You know, it makes a lot of sense once you, you know, you sit down and you listen to it. Yeah. When you listen to Gold Digger, you hear that he's just talking about the Jewish media. That'd be pretty awesome. It's just the Klan's like, Kanye West. Burning their cross is like, you take my money while I'm in need. Yes, you traveling.
KKK's theme song is Power.
That would be dope. I'd go to that meeting. Is everybody dancing?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. All right, I'm going to make that the intro.
What, Power?
Yeah, I'm going to make Power the intro. Okay. I'm just going to set the pitch really high. Oh, I'm so tired. What else you got?
Tekken 8 came out.
Hell yeah. Never played one since number 3, I think.
It's so fucking good. Oh my god. It's so good. Best Is fighting it? Game I've played in a long time. Long time.
Yeah.
I think the last... I mean, I played Tekken 7, but I joined that late. But the last fighting game was probably Injustice 2.
Yeah.
That was the last fighting game that I, like, really put time into. But, oh my god. Tekken 8 is so fucking good. Like, if you're... So you play an online match, and every time you play a match, there is a replay saved, and you can go back through and watch it. But if you're while you're watching it, say you kind of did like a little fuck up, the replay will stop, and it will coach you of like what to do next. So it was like. There was one time this guy hit me and I blocked it, and there was like a millisecond there for of like there could have been an opening for an attack. So it was like, hey, if you do this attack, it's a good punishment move. I was like, oh, okay. But the best part is you can actually train it while in the replay. It's awesome. So it's like the replay's going. And it pauses, and it's this like punishment technique, whatever, right, like moving to the right and punch or whatever. And so you press, I think it's A, and it just says train, and it's an AI, but it's still like the person that you were fighting, and they constantly do the move that they did on you, so you can practice getting the punishment off. And it's all without, like, load screens or anything. It just happens. It's fucking That's wild.
Arisen.
And then,
You reft yourself open to attack.
And then, Ray. There's a thing called a ghost battle. And what it does is basically... The first round is basically a practice mode. It gives you an AI bot to fight. but it doesn't do anything. But it learns what you do, like what moves you do. And so if you go and fight it again, it updates. And it has, it like takes some of your move sets and stuff and tries to beat you. A little scary, but it's awesome. And then the story is just peak anime, so yeah. Fantastic fighting game.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
I last night I watched a bunch of Disney sports movies.
Air Bud?
No, shit, I should have watched Air Bud. Air Bud's such a piece of shit.
Which ones did you watch?
I watched, I fell asleep in between. Like, it just kept playing them.
Mm-hmm.
But I started off and, like, Remember the Titans. It's like, dude, movie rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And still does. I was like, yeah, dude, it's awesome. It's stupid, kind of, but it's still dope. And then it played like, what's that Mark Wahlberg movie where he's like a bartender, plays for the Eagles?
Oh,
Glory or something like that.
I know, I thought it was... I remember exactly what movie you're talking about, but I don't remember.
I don't either. I fell asleep during that one.
Invincible?
And then, yeah, I think that was. And then it was the hockey one with the American-Russian team.
Oh.
Miracle on Ice.
Yeah.
But no, damn, I'll have to watch Air Bud tonight. Just those, I miss those so much. The before Disney,
the campy,
really.
The campy Disney.
Yeah, it's just like he's a hard-nosed, hard-ass coach. And these guys don't even really care about being in the Olympics. But communism and then or racism or whatever, and then the inspiration, and then someone will die, and then more inspiration, and then they win. And then, like, the main guy is wanting to fuck this chick, or what, or the coach also wants to fuck his wife. That's basically the premise of all of those movies. Even Air Bud. Yeah. Air Bud was just like, this summer, they didn't believe dogs could play basketball. That's some sort of racism, I'm sure. But Air Bud, he just wants to breed. But the rule, there's no rule. There's no rule a dog can't play basketball. And then he plays the segregated school, so now it's that doesn't allow dogs in. And but then he wins. Fuck you, whatever. Who cares?
Because he's a dog, of course he's going to win.
Yeah, of course he's going to win. It would suck if Air Bud lost. It'd be such a weird movie. Like, of course he lost.
Yeah,
he's
of course.
He's a dog.
He's a dog. Dogs can't slam dunk the ball. Like, they can't do that.
Why? Dogs can't play basketball. Get the fuck off my court.
Get that butt off the court.
Get that bone chewer off my... This is a white man, a man's court. Hear me,
white
man.
Man's game.
A white man's game. A man's game. Not a dog. There's that one guy. He's like, come on, guys. He's not any different than us.
Come on, guys. Look at him.
He's
just
like
you and
Jackson,
me.
Just like us. He showed me this music.
He wakes up every day just like you and me.
That would
now
be
let
so
him play
funny.
The game.
It would be so funny if Remember the Titans was everything's the exact same. But then, like, the main black character, not as Denzel, but like the kid who looks like Tyler the Creator. For some reason, it's weird. Yeah, he totally looks like the Creator. If that was just Air Bud, Like every Schmidt, yeah. tell me about your roommate.
He likes long walks. Well, he on the wakes beach. Me
up. He wakes me up 3 times a night to go pee. He likes his bone.
He really likes the squeaker toy.
Yeah, and frisbee. He likes frisbee and
he also likes these things that I'm not allowed to say, but they are TREATS. If you catch my drift.
What?
Oh. You know, TREATS.
Boy, have you done lost your damn mind. If you don't stop spelling them funny ass words and say them.
I'm not allowed to say them near him.
It's Air Buddy's wearing like a Kangol hat. And all the parents, before they leave, he's like, they got dogs on the bus. Ain't no dog playing with a boy of mine. That would be so fucking funny to remake Remember the Titans. But it's
just
no one's upset about like black people integrating. It's just they're like, I don't wanna lose my position to a dog, coach. This fucking dog that learned football. Well, Sonny, I told you, the best man plays. Okay? Best man plays.
Everyone's going to be a lineman.
Yeah. Trucked. He just does that little thing that dogs do, and he jumps up and stretches his paws on you.
Yeah. The guy just runs
and some
over.
Guy's like. Some guy's like, shut up. Wrong one. There we go. I wasn't quick enough. Yeah, they still use the slur. Wait, they never use slurs in that movie.
No.
Well, kinda. They use the big one. I don't want these damn dogs. Orders on my field. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Hey, Disney. We've got a remake for you.
Yeah, we need to bring back Air Bud.
Pretty sure Air Bud played football in one of the movies. Oh, Air Bud's dead, though. So, yeah. New Air Bud.
Yeah, there was... I think there is an Air Bud that he plays football.
There's, like, fucking at least 8 of those goddamn movies, so... Let's see.
Air Bud series.
Holy shit.
Wait, there's one that he plays volleyball?
Golden Retriever is the name of the football one.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to watch all these fucking movies.
There's soccer. There's baseball. Volleyball. Air Buddies, such as more.
Those kids.
When Dad Buddy and Mom Molly are dog napped, they're 5. This isn't even about basketball.
Holy shit. Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, Santa Buddies, Spooky Buddies, Treasure Buddies, Super Buddies.
Go to Air Buddies.
Holy shit.
There is a character. Her name is fantastic. Go to Air Buddies and look at the actress Jane Carr.
Jane Carr.
Once you...
Holy shit. Oh, God, what the fuck? Say it for the people, Joe.
No, you go ahead. You got it.
No, you do it.
No, you're good.
Okay. Okay. Just in my defense, this is the name of a character.
This is a Disney movie.
This is the name of a character in Air Buddies. Her name is Mrs. Miggles. Am I pronouncing that right?
I honestly don't know.
Oh my god. That's fucking hilarious. Hey, Michael Clark Duncan.
In this one?
Yeah, he's in Air Buddies.
What?
He plays Wolf. Okay, I'm gonna have to watch Air Buddies now.
Yeah.
For Mrs. Niggles.
Mud Bud? They named a dog Bud. Wait. It's supposed to be Buddha, but it's Budda.
Bud. Oh, I see that. Budda. Buddy and Budda.
B-Dog.
B-Dog Boy. There's a lot of people in this movie for some reason. There's probably really no reason to be this many people in this movie.
I mean, it's early 2000s Disney. They had like just the right amount of budget.
Yeah,
on the actors, but then they don't have enough for the rest of the movie.
I really miss late 90s, early 2000s Disney.
Same.
They just put together, like, it's about a kid whose dad is a snowman, and just whatever the fuck. Just, who cares? They'll watch it. It's for kids.
Yeah.
I remember this movie, actually. I think we watched it in, like, kindergarten.
Which one, Air Buddies?
It was Air Buddies, and it was like, they were like, all right, class, you have to vote on which movie we watch, and it was like a documentary about dolphins, and it was like Air Buddies. It was like shit kids brought, and my buddy was like, he brought the documentary about dolphins. He's like, you better vote for dolphins, bro. But then there was like a chick had the Air Buddies. It was like, I'll vote Air Buddies. I'll simp. I'll vote for Air Buddies. He's like, dude, no, dolphins are dope. But I just remember him being, like, into dolphins as a child. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, I'd rather watch a movie about talking dogs than a documentary about dolphins.
Dude, I'm trying to get puss. I know I'm only 5, but I'm trying to get puss. I'm trying to watch Air Buddies.
Yo, we need to watch Super Buddies.
They have superpowers.
A new breed of superhero is born in Disney's all-new movie.
Let's just talk about these names really quick. Okay, so Air Bud was only a basketball movie. The first one was.
Yep.
He plays every sport.
They run out of sports, even though he doesn't play golf. So
they're like, fuck it, Air Bud's kids. All right,
but he didn't play golf. Where's the golf one?
Yeah, what the fuck? This is racist towards Irish people.
Yeah, seriously.
Towards Scottish people or whatever. Whoever invented golf. So it's Air Bud. Air Bud Golden Retriever.
Golden Receiver.
Oh, yeah. Golden Receiver. Sorry. I'm so sorry. God, please don't sue me, Disney. I'm so sorry. Air Bud World Pup. What the fuck is it? Wait, hold up. What does this say?
Air Bud, seventh inning fetch.
Seventh inning fetch. Yeah, that's not really even a pun. So confusing me. Air Bud spikes back.
That's just bad.
Nah, dude, that's perfect. Instead of Empire Strikes Back. You see, they own.
Yeah, they can say that now.
They own Star Wars. Air Buddies, Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, Santa Buddies, Spooky Buddies, Treasure Buddies, Super Buddies. What the Fuck.
Hey, man. You missed the search for Santa Paws and Santa Paws 2, the Santa Pups.
Oh, those didn't pop up for me. There's multiple Santa Buddies.
Yeah, there's Santa Buddies, and then there was the search for Santa Paws, and then there's Santa Paws 2.
I get it, because they're dogs. I get it, because they're dogs. I get it.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm just faking it.
Now, where's the new Air Bud? It ended in 2013. It's been more than 10 years. Where's the remake? Disney.
So Air Bud had to have died, after 2003, or they would have kept making these, right?
I'm sure they did.
Five golden retriever puppies find magical rings that give them unique superpowers. Together, they use their newfound powers.
Air Bud died a year after Air Bud came out.
Oh my god! They used a different
six dog. Months later. 6 months later, actually.
That's fucked up, dude. That's in a different. He's wearing yellow face.
What?
He's wearing yellow face. He's copying Air Bud.
In 1997, Buddy had his right hind leg amputated due to synovial cell sarcoma, a type of cancer that manifests near the joints, although he was still able to play basketball. 6 months later, Air Buddy died in his sleep due to complications from cancer on February 10th, 1998, at his owner's San Diego home.
That's sad.
That's rough. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Air Bud. Air Buddy.
I don't know.
Wasn't his name Buddy?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Okay, well, R.I.P. Buddy.
There's a... How many Air Buds died?
Oh, that's a good question. Dude, even the pups from the most recent one are probably dead.
I was going to say...
2013, they're definitely dead.
But the lighthearted sequel... Well, I mean, this is a very quick snippet. But the lighthearted sequel was filmed in February in Vancouver during an outbreak of highly contagious parvovirus. In the end, at least 5 puppies associated with the production were dead.
Jesus Christ.
This was Disney's 7th Air Bud movie. Which one was that one? Oh, wait, Snow Buddies. Okay. This article contains the term puppy killing virus. Jesus.
Okay, so Air Bud was on America's Funniest Home Videos, David Letterman, and then Air Bud, and then he died. Wait, and he wrote a book. Okay. So he did quite a bit.
Air Bud wrote a book?
No, I'm sure someone wrote it about him. It was like, when you look up the Wikipedia, it just pops up book.
Oh.
It's like, oh shit,
that's a book about him. Then.
No, he wrote it. It's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actors. Oh, here's Lassie. All right, let's talk about dog actors for a minute.
The best dog actor is Marley and Me.
I did not like that movie. It was trying way too hard to be Old Yeller.
Yeah.
It was basically Old Yeller.
Yeah.
But just without...
Without the taking it out back and shooting it in the head.
Without being set in like the South, old West South. Who was in that? Was that Owen Wilson in it?
Yeah, Owen Wilson, Jennifer Aniston.
Wow. My dog's dead.
Wow.
Wow.
My dog got hit by a car.
That's when you shoot your dog in the face. Wow.
Wow.
That was, okay, wow. That would be a 10 out of 10 if it was just Lassie, but they replaced it with Owen Wilson. Wow. No, I'll do it, Mom. It's my dog, Mom. Wow. Come here, boy.
Let me take you out back.
Wow. No, he's got him locked up in a shed, and he walks.
Oh, that's right.
He's my dog, Mom. Wow. Blows his brains off. Wow.
The hell is Savage Sam?
Do what?
What? Is this a sequel?
Savage Sam?
Travis Arliss and Lisbeth are captured by Apaches while Old Yeller's son, Sam, tracks their trail. What?
Holy shit. I guess it is.
Oh my god. The tagline is, they followed the Apache trail across a land where danger wore a painted face.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome.
Jesus. Yeah, Disney. I also like how the rating, like, it doesn't say PG or PG or anything. It just says approved. Like, yeah, you can watch it, I guess.
It's approved for Disney.
It's good enough. You can watch it.
They're like, oh man, I love that kids movie, Savage Sam. You're like, you're letting children watch that? Jesus.
What? It's approved.
It's approved. Oh shit, I probably had that movie.
Savage Sam?
Yeah, because I'm guessing I just literally never watched it. Because I'm looking at the DVD cover. For like the two movie collection, I had that. So it's like Old Yeller. It says Old Yeller sequel, Savage Sam.
I had
that's such a messed up name for a dog.
I know. For so, like,
his name is like, his initials are SS.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, you have Old Yeller. And then you go straight to Savage Sam. Like, what?
Yeah, it's just such a wholesome name. Actually, I think the dad in Old Yeller was like, I'm gonna go kill some fucking red men, son. I'll be back in 2 years. Nah, it was like cattle, I'm sure, but...
Probably.
Might as well have been. I remember as the guy that played like Daniel Boone on the old TV show.
I don't know.
I was just thinking, like, on that TV show, it'd be like, all right, let's sneak. Every episode was just like, Indians came and raped your ma, so I'm gonna go kill all of them forever. And he just wipes out a village. Every single episode would be like, end with him just slaughtering somebody. Just slaughtering like 30 Indians. He'd go up and stab them, like, to sneak in. He'd walk up, and he's loud as fuck, even in the show. They can't cut it out, and it'd be dark, and you couldn't, like, even... You couldn't see shit on TV. It's just kind of like an outline. And I was always confused. I'm like, why would they even film it like that? But yeah, just stab like two guys and be like sneak in, be like set something on fire, and then they'd be like, oh. I mean, you just kill everybody. And they'd be like, Daniel Boone was a man. He's a big man. He fought for America to make all Americans free. What a I'm just watching this like, hell yeah, dude. Daniel Boone rocks cock. That shit's dope, dude.
I remember watching Indian in the Cupboard. Did you watch that?
What is it?
Indian in the Cupboard.
No.
It was a really old movie, and this kid has like this little toy Indian, and he puts it in the cupboard. I forgot, like, I think the cupboard is magical or something, and it makes the toy come to life. It was really weird.
Oh, like small soldiers?
Yeah. And then
oh, that's dope.
And the little Indian is like teaching him life lessons.
Listen. Listen, small cricket. This Daniel Boone man, he's a bad man. Please help me. Also watched oh, I sent you a picture from that from Savage Sam.
Oh God.
I also watched like Davy Crockett. There was like a Davy Crockett movie. There's two different movies. Y'all, you see it?
Yep.
That's just a white guy.
Yeah.
Wearing red. Just making a weird face. Yeah, I love like the 50s, 60s racism. It's so fucking funny to me.
It's hilarious.
It's so fucking funny. But I used to watch I watched it on like repeat. I love that fucking movie. It was before like they made Alamo and all that. It's probably like the first movie about the Alamo, but it was Davy Crockett. There's two different movies, and what was so confusing is that the guy that played Davy Crockett also played Daniel Boone, and also played the dad in Old Yeller. Oh. This is like the only roles he ever played, but he played all three of these. I'm gonna have to look him up. But what was always confusing to me as a child, so like the first part of the movie is him going around and he's just killing Indians. For no fucking reason. He's killing Indians in Buffalo with, like, some guy. For, like, no reason. I guess he's making his way to the Alamo. Right. Then he gets to the Alamo. And then it's, like, you know, Jim Bowie and, you know, there's notable names. And then it ends with, like, him squaring off against all the Mexicans. Who are white guys? None of them even have, like, brown face paint or anything. They're just white dudes in uniforms. And he's like swinging his gun, and they're like, you know, the announcer gets on. He's like, David Crockett died at the Alamo defending against 500 fucking beaners. And then the movie ends. But what was confusing about it was the sequel. So, like, I had the two, same as Old Yeller, I had the two DVDs, but I actually watched both of these. And the sequel was like, it's just Davy Crockett killing more Indians for like 2 hours. And there's, you know, I've like looked into, I've read about Davy Crockett and researched him, and like, it has nothing to do with him at all. They just were like, yeah, it's Davy Crockett as well. He's hunting beavers and killing Indians.
Jesus. Sounds like a great time.
It is. Dude, I highly recommend the Davy Crockett movie. It's probably Disney too, honestly.
Probably.
Better watch that shit. Davy Crockett. King of the Wild Frontier. Oh, here it is. Oh, it's... Dude, shit. It is Disney. Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah, dude.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.